این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. The Prophet, who was the wise gerent of Allah, whom all acknowledged when he would sit in the mosque, a person coming from outside would not be able to identify him because there was no top and bottom of seating arrangement involved. At that time, there was no such things as flooring beneath him. He would sit on a mat if it was available. Otherwise, he would sit on the floor. It is Islam we want to, but we do not have the strength to present it as it is. But one must strive as much as he can to get close to the source of goodness.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini, and in today's program, we will talk about Shi'ism. In one of his speeches, he says that Imam means leader and the one who guides and leads a group towards a certain directions. The Imam is the one who explains the policy of Shi'ism and the Hizbullah, which is the party of Allah. And it is the leader and his entire duties and functions that he deduced from the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet of Islam at various times and in different conditions, and advises them accordingly. In this part of his speech, he is basically talking about the concept of Imam that in Shi'ism we have, because in Shi'ism we follow the concept of Imam and Ummah, the leader and the nation. There is only one leader at all times. There must be a leader at one time, and that must be an infallible person, which is being chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way He chose the prophets.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
For the Imamah, obviously, we have the verses in the Quran where we can definitely refer to the verse number 124 of chapter Baqarah, which is the second chapter, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to the Prophet Ibrahim that وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ فَقَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. When all the trials, they were finished, and Abraham alayhi salam, the Prophet Ibrahim, was successful in those trials. He was a prophet when he had trials. He had to leave his son in the desert. He had to sacrifice his son in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The revelation was upon the Prophet Ibrahim, and he had a religion. He has conveyed all the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the public. And after that, when everything was finished, Allah said, "Inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imama." Look, Ibrahim, now you are being the imam. We're going to make you imam. Why? Because after you have received all the revelations, all the rules and laws of Islam, which you are spreading in your nation, now you need to become a leader who can apply all these things in the society, who can advise them according to the things that I have revealed. Similarly, in Islam, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we believe in Imam, who basically advises according to the Sunnah of the Prophet of Islam and the Quran. And this is the duty of Imam when we refer to an Imam in the Shia school of thought.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.